When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so welcome back. We're the Connor Amper Show on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. I already have the Royals baseball savant page up, ready to talk Royals with Jake Eisenberg in a couple minutes.
I'm just so happy for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Jake will be skipping rocks on the beach when we speak with him. I'll ask him what he's had for breakfast because it's just shy of 11 o'clock in the West Coast right now. All right.
Oh, Connor, I've just had the book that we were talking about before the show. Just had a PDF of the entire book sent to me.
Oh, you're going to read a PDF book, Josh?
I would consider it.
It's almost a hard copy.
Almost. I could print it out and make it a hard copy.
Well, I don't think you'd want to do that, Josh.
Everybody at the office would hate me. It's not my paper.
Tell everybody your new life movement here.
Oh.
Because, Josh, we know Josh is a bit old school.
Bit, yeah.
During the odd news, he's got his papers in his hands.
Hard copy.
He likes to take notes with a pen. It's very interesting, and he's not an owner of a laptop.
I'm an old and a poor, so I don't have a laptop. But doing some play by play for state baseball over the next week, and just too many notes. It's too much. I need the internet open. I don't know enough about these players and teams to regurgitate anything that I may have written down. So I am laptop shopping.
Welcome to the Big East, Josh. Welcome to the 21st century.
Also, now, if it was just one use, you know, maybe I wing it. Maybe I use my phone. But, you know, if I want to be welcomed back to unsportsmanlike conduct or Big Red Overreaction or things like that, it would have a webcam.
Josh, it turns out, yes, there is a lot of uses for a laptop.
I get it now.
I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you. I hope you find what you're looking for.
If in the middle of the night there was a graphic idea that struck me, I wouldn't have to do it on my phone. I could just...
I can't believe you live this way. Amazing.
My phone does enough.
It does do a lot. I will say that. In some cases, it actually does it better and more conveniently than the laptop, to be honest with you.
But it's right there in my pocket. I don't have to wait for it to boot up.
No, I'm really happy for you, Josh.
Thank you.
I look forward to your endeavor with a laptop soon.
And nobody make fun of me when they go, oh, you went with the cheap one.
Another person that I am
baby steps.
Very proud of, Paul Skeens.
Oh, our baby boy is growing up before our very eyes.
On Saturday, he will pitch in the major leagues. And so when we asked you the question on Tuesday, by the time we do this segment next week, Paul Skeens will be in the major leagues. Reaction, overreaction. It was not an overreaction. Many people told me, they said, Connor, he's not going to the major leagues. They're going to keep. It's too soon. He's only been out of college for a year and a half. A year. He's only been out of college for less than a year at this point. That was last summer. He was throwing 100 on the mound in Omaha. He's going to the major leagues. Why? Because he wrecked everybody in AAA. And I just want to talk about the career arc for Paul Skeens for just a second. We've talked a lot about him on this show. Paul Skeens, who has the same birthday, not the same birth date, is one Josh Odson.
That's right. We share a birthday, May 29th.
May 29th. And on May 29th, Paul Skeens will turn 23 years old. 22 years old.
He's feeling 22.
He will be feeling 22. And let's just flash back a couple years. When Paul Skeens was 19, he enrolled at the Air Force Academy.
Thank you for your service.
He was a cadet, and he decided to play baseball. In 2021, as a player at Air Force, he, you know, pitched very well, but he also hit 11 home runs and hit 410 that year. Then he decided to stay at Air Force for another year. Hit 13 home runs, drove in 38 runs, hit .314, had an OPS of 1046, and also was very good at pitching. And then LSU was like, hey, are you interested in not being in the Air Force anymore? And he was like, sure. And that was the moment when it all changed, Josh. His life opened up in ways that he could have never imagined. This was 2 years ago. He was a cadet.
I want to.
He's in the major leagues.
I want to be a time traveler.
His girlfriend is Livy Dunn.
I want to tell this guy, look, everything you're doing now is going to change.
Except baseball. You are not going to recognize yourself in a matter of 2 years. But congratulations to him. What a glow up. I hope he still drinks the muscle milk and the shot of honey when he gets to the major leagues.
I mean, why wouldn't he?
He will pitch against the Chicago Cubs on Saturday in his major league debut, right next to a big yellow bridge.
Kind of a big game.
It is a big game.
Cubs are pretty decent. Pirates started hot. They're tailing off a bit.
So I guess the Pirates figured it out, what they were going to do with him. Interesting.
Interesting.
Congratulations to Paul. We'll miss you around here this summer. We will come back. Jake Eisenberg will join on the other side. Time to talk about a real contending baseball team, the Kansas City Royals.
Okay.
Next on 1620 The Zone.